Rain on slate. A hill of the stuff, 25 feet high on the side of the road. From the top, two men look down on a green Mercedes car. In this, another two men. And a third person just arrived who stands outside, remonstrating and gesticulating wildly.
Wish we could hear what she's saying.
Well, she's pretty angry, whatever it is. Oh, hello. Fidel's getting out. Now, what's in that envelope, do you suppose? Gosh, truth, I might as well be underwater.
They're laughing at her.
Remember a book once called Girl on a Motorcycle? We had it in our sixth form library at school. Now, it was supposed to be rather erotic, but I never found out because it kept disappearing. Do you know where she lives?
Run-down dump, about a mile outside the village.
Burnt by Nigel Baldwin, with Dennis Waterman as Milky.
The banging shatters the fresh silence of the dark that trails a heavy rainfall. But the woman inside is oblivious, or at least unconcerned. In her house where she lives alone, which was her father's before he died, alone for some years without family, without lovers, and now without real friends, she rarely notices the squalor that surrounds her.
Pauline, Carrier. Hugh Zimmer. Do you want to talk to Pauline?
Hugh? Yeah.
What's
he show?
Do you want to talk to Carrier? Gabby Bell,
lady. Do you want to talk to me? Pam.
Please, Gabby Bell, Pauline.
What's he show?
She's so little, I'm better than you. Sneak it
to her. Leave her alone. I told you, no violence, all right? None.
Violence? What about her violence? What about Valmai?
I didn't do anything to Valmai.
Or neither. Well, poeta.
Dream and gobbled. Peter Shaw. Dream and night dim. I'll call the police.
Oh,
you
really?
Can't just come.
Really? What's this then, eh? Been smoking smack, have we? Now, there's a nice bit of evidence. Just what Gordon, the local bobby, would like to see. Where'd you get the money for this then, eh? You don't work. And the new motorbike,
I don't know what you're getting at.
Tonight, we saw you with Colborne's thugs.
What's in the envelope, then?
Guard, Hunna.
Oh, mucho dinero, no? Mucho, mucho.
Blood money.
It's for selling dope.
We saw them give you an envelope. And what's this, Pauline? Leather jacket. Cymru am byth. A David. I don't believe. Doesn't he get you the blood of this flavour? Famous leather jacket worn by the person seen running from the fire at the Western Journal.
Okay. Well?
When did you start in the heroin, Pauline?
You set fire to the brewery and the newspaper offices, yes? They paid you to. Why? Why you?
Pam, Pauline. They thanny. Pam, son of a neidai hunan.
Because I'm Welsh.
So?
If I was caught, then I was just one of these fanatics who misguidedly thinks that burning things down is patriotic. You know, a good nationalist.
You couldn't even spell it. And I thought you believed...
I went off beliefs, and particularly things you believed in when you betrayed me.
I didn't betray you.
You left me.
Some sort of revenge on me, then, is it? Or on Wales in general?
You're pathetic.
Look, how did I get hold of you?
I told you I'm Welsh. I'm a patriot.
Particularly... Tell
her! My dealer told them about me, but I needed the money, and I don't know how they knew him.
Look at you. Look at the state of this place.
What's the matter? I live on my own. No one cares. I live how I want. No one cares about me. You didn't care about me.
But what about Val? Did you care about her?
I didn't do anything to Val!
Who did then?
The two men! They said they had to search Val's house. There was a letter, some papers they said they had to find. I wouldn't have done anything to Val, mate. But they said to keep watch and rev the bike if anyone came. I didn't think there was any harm in that. She wasn't expected back. It was St. David's Day. There was a party in the pub. I thought it would be clear. She must have disturbed them. They didn't mean to kill her, just to knock her out.
You're just as guilty as they are.
No, no, I'm not. I've just met them. It's the first meeting I've had since... I told them they were murderers, and if they didn't leave me alone, I'd go to the police. I wanted nothing more
than... Yeah, well, what did they say?
That I wouldn't live to get there.
Have you any idea what you're messing with? Yours is not the only life they've threatened. Well, maybe, finally, we can go to the police. You can tell them...
I'm not telling them anything.
All right, we'll tell them.
Whatever I did for Wales. I did it for Wales, that's all.
Well, we're going anyway. Come on, Hugh.
But wait a minute. There's something I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Yeah, Hugh Davis. Oh, ti siarad fynd yr edrych? Be o ti siarad fynd yr edrych? O, ti isio fi ddweud y cwbl wrthyn nhw? Allwn ni ddim mynd at yr heddlu. O, ti'n gwybod yn iawn? Allwn ni ddim...
Blas! Ti'n gwybod ni ddim yn gallu gwneud? Mae gen i ni ddim!
Shut up! What did she just say? What did she say?
We can't go to the police.
What do you mean we can't? Why not?
Because we can't.
Why not? This is proof. She is tangible evidence.
You don't understand anything, do you? We can't. It's too dangerous. And Beth.
What about Beth?
Beth's in real danger.
You're not going to let her just sit there in her squalor as if nothing's happened. You can't do that. Why is Beth in real danger? Well, I'm going to the police even if you don't.
Think things through. Look, if Colborne or Ashton find out Pauline's gone to the police, then we're all in big trouble.
In what way?
I thought you were the one who didn't want to get involved with the police.
No, but we've got evidence now. They can't ignore it.
God,
look, do you mind slowing down?
Look, there's some things you don't know and can't understand because you're English.
Then tell me.
I can't. But if you care about Beth, and I know you do, you won't do anything. And what's more... You must never repeat, never tell her about Pauline.
You want me to lie?
For her safety.
Morning.
Well, what's going?
You off then?
You guessed.
Policeman's intuition. Back to London?
Yeah, after I picked up a friend's car from town, yeah. You're not going in, are you?
No, sorry, boy. I'm just down the road to cast my vote.
Oh, yeah, finally.
You like Wales?
Well, it hasn't exactly been a bundle of laughs this last week, has it? No, it has its moments. But I think the banality of London is better for my health.
I don't follow.
But there's more phone boxes, so greater odds against them all being bugged.
Necessary if you want to catch terrorists.
Oh, sure. Have they got any further with Valmire's case yet?
Slow, but meticulous. That's what police work is. You'll get them.
Listen, Gordon, what do you think of Pauline?
Pauline? She's a wild kid who takes drugs. Why?
Just wondered. Can't you arrest her? Even if it's for her own good. I mean, you never know. She might have something interesting to tell you.
Like what?
How would I know? I'll see you. Nice meeting you, Gordon.
Sonnet Evans, your Plaid Cymru candidate. Vote for Sonnet Evans today. Sonnet Evans, Plaid Cymru.
Sitting on a bench in the centre of this market town, he smokes a cigarette and watches the pantomime that is politics.
Why do we assume it's so important? I mean, what does it change?
Supporters wearing ludicrous rosettes.
Like joke football fans.
And reporters from the big newspapers, the ones that like to influence the course of politics.
For their own ends.
Swarm around the electorate like so many irritating flies, asking inane questions so that they can adorn their copy. Excuse me, we're conducting a survey. May I ask you how you're voting? And he says...
Spanish Republican, mate. Is that any help?
And he lights another cigarette. You're smoking too much.
I know. Not bad for a bloke who gave up for 8 years.
What's up?
Nothing.
There is.
Well, all is not well with the world, is it? Well, look on the bright side, at least it's not raining.
Lived here most of his life and had your interests at heart.
Liar. He's a politician.
Vote Labour.
What is it?
Why can't we take Pauline to the police? What danger is Beth in? I mean, why just Beth and no one else? Me, you! Is it something to do with her knowing Rushton? I wonder...
What?
Well, if all this ever comes to light, it wouldn't be just Rushton who would go down, would it? I mean, the whole cabinet boat would be rocking, and by association, the entire government. I mean, there's been a murder. The British public might tolerate corruption, but battering old ladies... So why did the special branch inform Rushton?
Conspiracy theories?
Why not? I'm into them. Everything's so bloody secret in this country. Ah, well, what does it matter? I'm going home anyway. Suppose you better go and get Sharon's car.
Oh, sorry.
Beth.
I saw you sitting there. I thought I'd come over quickly and say hello.
Or goodbye again, even.
Do you often talk to yourself?
Only when I'm sexually frustrated. You're wearing one of those ridiculous rosettes, I see.
I'm doing my bit. Signing autographs, mostly. Look, let's go around the corner, out of sight.
Bashful.
I thought you were going back yesterday.
Yeah, well, something happened.
What?
Nothing exciting. I can't tell you, really. No, sorry.
What?
No, you go first. Go, go, go.
I was saying you're very secretive, aren't you? You enjoy being mysterious.
I don't, actually. But I can't tell...
What the Tories are running third. They thought they'd better spice up their campaign.
You think you're going to win?
I'm glad you haven't gone.
So kind.
Look, I'm packing up around four. I'll do some shopping.
Oh, that's interesting.
I thought you'd maybe like to come over for supper. I'm at Val's tonight.
Well,
if... Rhys will keep the pub open until the election results come in. That'll suit you, won't it?
Never been known to refuse.
And then maybe you'd like to stay the night.
With you?
You got someone else in mind?
Not since Miss World got married.
See you later, then. About eight. And don't turn up half-cut.
Beth?
Yes?
Last night, when I was driving back with you...
Yes?
Oh, nothing. Except it rained a lot.
Now who's being shy?
Well, I'll get it from me mother.
See you at eight. Bye now.
Bye-bye. I can't seem to get away from this place.
Y Llew Goch, the Red Lion. Late. Half the village in there, gazing at the telly above the bar in the corner. Watching as the returning officer duly announces the new member to serve the said constituency in Parliament. David Lyne. Labour. Oh,
no. 500 votes, man. 500.
It's still a 10% swing, Dewey. That's hardly insignificant.
You vote Labour, you would say that.
That's your luck, boys and girls. I want to go to bed.
Then what eternal unhit.
Oh, come on, Beth. It's the gin. We've had too much.
It's not the gin.
Look, we had a really nice meal tonight.
We shouldn't have lost. It was all so blatant.
What are you looking at?
Where's Hugh gone?
Oh, he stormed out after the result just now.
We must go and see Rachel Cunningham again.
Oh, leave it, Beth. Let it go.
No, I won't let it go. There is such a thing as justice.
Oh, show me. You show me this concept. Where is it apart from in your imagination?
My aunt is dead.
And so might you be.
What?
Look, we don't know who did the fires, and Rushton and Rachel Cunningham had nothing to do with fixing a by-election result. We don't know who attacked your aunt.
Killed her.
Killed her, then.
What are you scared of? What's the matter with you, There was something bugging you all through supper. What was it? Are you keeping something from me? Are you?
Not really. Is there any reason to think that you're in any danger?
Why should I be?
Well, you do know a few things.
But as you keep pointing out, I can't prove anything.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, boys and girls, start drinking up. It's been a long day.
Is that the police, Chris?
Yeah, that's fire, Beth.
Where?
No, do I? I'm in here. Come on, you reprobates.
Now, come on. Come on, Beth, let's go. Beth, come on, let's get out of here, shall we?
Oh, yes, in Mowen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, can I buy you another one? What is it?
You can't. He's closed.
Well, tomorrow, then.
Have you met Sharon and Derry? They work with you.
So mine.
Oh, yeah.
Jolly pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
He's a friend of mine from London.
We know.
Can't keep anything to yourselves up here, can you? Come on, Beth, let's go. Let's get out of here. Nice to meet you. I'm sorry about your drink and the election.
It's gone. Gordon, Miss Lindsay, quick.
Tam, Beth.
And see?
And he, Pauline.
There's a fire.
Well, I guess that.
At Pauline's place.
Dowch, Rwan. Safwch draw. Dowch. Os na ddim allan ni wneud. Come on, don't impede the services now. Please get back. It's over now. Find out now. Come on.
Indeed, the show is nearly over before the audience has gathered. And 30 people, many of them volubly discussing their political differences in Rhys's hostelry just half an hour before, now back away in silence as a covered body is stretchered to the waiting ambulance and thence to pathology for further indignities. And when there's no more to see, they drift home. Something to talk about in the village shop tomorrow. Only the actress and the Englishman remain.
Gordon?
Beth.
Do they know what happened?
Beth, it's finished. You might just as well go home.
Was she in there?
What?
The ambulance that just went by.
No mistake. It couldn't have been anyone else. Someone she'd taken in or...
Take her home. Beth, go home. There's no use you being here.
What happened?
Didn't have a chance. Probably suffocated.
Smashed out of her brains and dropped a dog end on the floor.
Might have been out of her brains, as you put it. But she didn't start the fire. The lads are already sure that it was a blatant case of arson. They can't be 100%, but they've seen a lot of this, remember? Same pattern.
Beth! Beth! Jesus, I don't believe this.
Beth? Gordon? Come on, Pauline. Oh, yes, Simo.
Come here, you.
What?
Come here, over here.
What are you doing?
I want a word.
Milky.
Just a minute, Beth. Just give us a minute. That's it. That's the final bloody straw.
What are you raving about now?
They've gone a bit far this time, your so-called patriots. Your little prankster friends who call themselves Milwira Dry.
They're not my friends. But it wasn't them anyway.
Oh, come on, how do you know?
It wouldn't have been.
Oh, no? Well, how do you know? A little bit of revenge for Pauline posing as one of them.
What about Cornwall? What about the men in the green Mercedes? Pauline knew too much. She already threatened to go to the police.
You just can't face the fact that this bunch you support might be evil.
They don't hurt people.
Ew.
How would they have known? How did they know?
What's that?
It had to be Coldborn and his men. They knew.
You make me feel as if I've been poisoned. But selfish.
How would they have known? We didn't tell them. I didn't. Did you?
Ah, stop it!
Milky! Tell who, Hugh? Tell who what?
What?
What's the matter with him?
He's upset.
We all are.
Tell who what?
Tell the police that Pauline was peddling heroin, that's all.
Don't say a thing.
I won't.
I'll pack it in when I get to London.
You really shouldn't be driving the amount you've had.
I'm not driving it. I'm sitting in it.
All night?
There ain't much of it left, is there?
What's that?
This, my friend, is the car registration number of a green Mercedes. For our friends in blue.
You're taking it to the police station?
Not exactly, no. I'm going to bung it to them anonymously. Then they can do what they wish. And then, at least, I won't have this mob's identity on me conscience. And if nothing happens, well, it says volumes, doesn't it?
Anonymously.
Listen, mate, I'm marked down as a radical dopehead. Maybe they think I've got a grudge against Rushton, or that I'm insane. And it'd be just my luck for the chief constable in charge of this investigation and the Secretary of State to be members of the same Masonic lodge. No, it's much more convenient, much more politically acceptable to blame Milwira Dreig for everything. I'm not risking my neck.
And them?
Yeah. Well, I was stupid about them. really stupid. But I don't feel inclined to go to the old Bill on that score.
Hiya.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. You weren't in bed?
No. I was thinking.
Is Hugh here?
No.
Look, can I come in? You did ask me to stay.
Yes, of course. I'll make up the spare bed.
Where did Val keep her booze?
Don't get drunk, please.
Spare bed, eh?
Not tonight. Not after.
Yeah, you're right.
What had she done? What did Hugh mean when he said, how would they know we didn't tell them?
I don't remember.
What did he mean?
Pauline was peddling smack for someone else. It's big business, right? Only she wasn't handing over the profits. She was buying new motorbikes with them. People who run smack get very angry if they get ripped off.
Who are these people?
Dunno. Let the police do it this time. Don't bother about the spare bed. I'll sleep on the sofa.
Midday. Damp. Cold. Him running through the rain urgently and with purpose to a house opposite. But before he can knock, the door opens.
Oh, hi. I was just going across to see Beth.
Beth's already gone to Cardiff. She's rehearsing a play, remember? And I'm bugging off to London.
This is goodbye, is it?
No, not quite. Get your coat. I want to show you something.
Now?
Now.
Where are we going exactly?
Don't you recognise it? Castle, whatever it is. Gonna have a look at the view up there. Sort of thing the tourists get gobsmacked over and then start clicking away with their Nikons.
Yeah? And?
Pretty, isn't it? Picture postcard of rural Wales. How high up are we, huh? 100 feet? 300? I'm open for some distances. What's that place down there?
Llanberis.
Well, I never. And the water?
Llanpatarn.
Let's get out, shall we?
What for? It's raining.
Get out.
You can't be in much.
What?
This is where I first encountered that bunch of amateur terrorists. I remember because I had to walk back, standing there like three sage and onions pronouncing judgment on the world. Why, I wonder, did they pick this place? Symbolic, is it? Symbolic of the land the English are treading all over, is it? Symbolic because the people's champion, Owen Glendower, is hiding in them Dar Hills somewhere, is it? Why, eh? Why do you...
Search me.
Why?
Oh,
why?
What? For Christ, what are you doing? Oh, look, I'm covered in mud.
There's no one else within miles. No one to worry about your sartorial inelegance. Well, at least we know the special branch aren't following us. Stay where you are. You know what kept bugging me? That when I first came up here, they said, tell Beth and Williams we didn't do it, John. Not guilty, Governor. Why Beth and Williams? Why? She's only an actress. She's not even a politico. She just gets a little sentimental over the Celtic homeland, the old, what do you call it? Gilaith. So why tell her particularly? Because you don't want your sister to think a bunch of patriots could be so vicious, did you, Hugh? You didn't want her to think that your mob would rub out Val. That's why you called me out in the first place, wouldn't it, eh, Hugh? The one that doesn't speak.
I don't know.
Shut up and stay where you are.
What, you didn't believe in violence?
And then there's Sean the Lisp. Fancy giving the job of a messenger to someone with a speech impediment. And Dowie, I suppose. I should have twigged. I thought it was Pauline. But I mistook you for Pauline the night you were standing in the shadows in the pub doorway. Hey, Hugh? Similar build, similar hair. Beth's in no particular danger. But you had to say that because if you had taken Pauline to the police, she would have grassed on you. Because she knew, didn't she? Because you used to be lovers. You had to pretend Beth was in danger to avoid turning Pauline in. Up to now, she'd kept quiet because she'd always hoped that you'd come back to her. And you didn't lead her to think otherwise. All political power is in the barrel of a gun, eh, Hugh? Or a box of matches? God, you're so naive. How many are there in your little group, eh? How many in the network?
It varies.
Standing up here in your little mast, playing cowboys and Indians, propagating your narrow separatist views, sending me to investigate SBL, knowing I've got a political record. So if the police cotton on, they won't look any further. You love it, don't you? But it ain't a game, you. People are getting killed.
And we don't hurt people.
People are getting killed. And you're nervous. You may not be responsible, but public opinion thinks you are. So how are you going to get out of this one, then, eh? You? And how many others are there, eh? Must be quite a network to cover the whole of Wales. What are you? A little cell that covers this area to get down! Oh, what a pathetic expression. You look almost sorry for yourself. I'll tell you one way of, well, finding the cul-de-sac of absolution. You and your friends, take your little mask down to your local Nick and say, please, sir, these are the fires we did do, and these are the fires we didn't. And then they'll have to listen, and then if Colburn's implicated, maybe Rachel Cunningham will have the courage to spout forth. Why not do that, eh, Hugh? After all, Colburn was responsible for your aunt's death, no? And Pauline's. I'll tell you why. Because you're afraid the police will pin it all on you. Because you don't know how far this conspiracy goes, do you? And it'll mean your little network of fire-raisers will be broken once and for all.
Ampers. No more to be said. Nothing now to be done. He turns to go. Then, as an afterthought...
I'm saying nothing. The ethical ball is in your court, mate. It's all getting very murky for me, and I'm getting dragged under. Not very happy. Want to go home? Want to watch soap operas on the telly? Don't want to be involved anymore. Oh, yeah. And this time... You bloody well will go.
If in doubt, reach for a fag. Nah, I've given up. Down the narrow road, Snowden looming behind, leaving a forlorn figure squatting in the mud, a speck in front of the granddaddy of mountains. A muddy speck which gets smaller and smaller in the rearview mirror. Until it is nothing. Back to London.
Yeah.
And?
Well, the world's my winkle, mate. Keep Sharon happy. Write a book. Got the material. Fiction, of course.
Of course.
I need a storyteller. Seems to be a habit of yours. Do you want to do it for me?
I'll do my best.
You're a gentleman, sir. And a scholar.
In the final episode of Burnt by Nigel Baldwin... The teller was Ray Smith, Milky Dennis Waterman, and Beth Ann Jones. Hugh was Richard Elvin, Pauline Elinette Jones, Gordon Michael Povey, and Reese Terry Victor. Sean was Sean Summers, and Dewey Robert David. Original music was by Laurie Scott Baker. Burnt was directed in Wales by Jane Dauncey.